Hey there, today is Thursday, April 21st, 2022. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. Yes. Now today, I would actually like to tell you a little bit about Brooklyn. And in all honesty, I can't remember if I've ever done a podcast about Brooklyn. I know I have told you about my book, but I don't know that I've ever described or told you anything about Brooklyn and places to go there. So I thought, why not? I mean, you might learn something you didn't know before, or I don't know. It's just something to do. So last weekend before Easter, my husband and I drove down to Brooklyn to see my dad. We needed to help him with a couple of things, and we took care of what we could. And it's always nice to see my dad. He cracks me up. And we decided to take him to the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens. It was an interesting day with him there. So, you know, I don't care where you go, the botanical gardens, every single one that I've ever seen has always been beautiful. And I really think the one in Brooklyn is absolutely no different. And, I don't know how big it is because we only had so much time. So there was only so much that we got to see. And, I know we walked around, I believe it was the Japanese cherry flowers, cherry blossoms or something like that. We saw some beautiful trees and we got some pictures, and it was really cool to see. And my dad, I don't think he's ever been there before. He says he thinks he has, but I'm doubting it. Who knows? Maybe he did when he was little, because I mean, this place has been around for a while. But it was just so much fun walking around that, watching my dad's face as he is looking at all the plants and the trees. And I mean, the man, I love my dad. He was so cute. Just, yeah, it was like he was looking at everything for the very first time. And it was so much fun watching him looking at everything. And I wish we could have seen more of the botanical gardens, because I actually do love to walk around them no matter what state or country I'm in. But it was cool to get to go there and take my dad to the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens. And yes, I would recommend you go there if you live in Brooklyn or if you're visiting. You do have to pay. I think adults are $18. Might be $12. Don't quote me. I'm not too sure, but it's easy enough to check out the website. And there is a walking path that you could walk on in the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens, where there's some sidewalk type things that they're shaped like leaves, and those are dedicated to different actors that were born in Brooklyn. I mean, they might be living in California or Montana or wherever right now, but they were born in Brooklyn. And one of them actually belongs to Joe Bologna, who we would always call Joseph Bologna. He's an actor, and believe it or not, he's actually in my family. He's a cousin of my dad's. I think he passed away a couple of years ago, but it was pretty cool to see his stone and to be like, hey, Dad, look at this. Joe Bologna's there. That's our cousin. So that was pretty cool. And, you know, really, there's a lot of other different things in Brooklyn that you can go to. There is a big library in, I think it's in downtown Brooklyn or Park Slope in Brooklyn. I'm not too sure, but that is there. Where else? I'm sorry for saying, I think I caught that from my husband saying that before I do anything else, but there is Fort Hamilton, which I believe you can go and you can do a little bit of tour of it. It's not a huge fort, but it's very cute. And it's near the Hudson River in Brooklyn, over in by Bay Ridge area. What else is there? I believe there's some mansions possibly that you can tour in Brooklyn. Personally, what I would do is I would, if I were you, because I actually did not do this, Google Brooklyn. There's really tons of things that you could do in Brooklyn with your family. But there are things. There are museums. Besides for the museums in Manhattan, I do believe that there are museums in Brooklyn that you could go to. I know, like I said, there's the library and the botanical gardens, and there has to be other things that you could check out in Brooklyn. There has to be. I know there is a famous cemetery in Brooklyn, the Greenwood Cemetery. There are, I believe there are governors and things like that in that cemetery, and I'm not too sure, but you might be able to take a tour of it. That might sound sick or ridiculous, but I think you can. Don't quote me on anything that I say, please. Just Google it for yourself. I just know that my husband and I, we drove down to Brooklyn before Easter Sunday last weekend. We visited with my dad. We walked around just a little bit of his area of Brooklyn for a little bit. We actually got some really good pizza for lunch. And then we, like I said, went to the Botanical Gardens, which was really cool, especially to see my dad, just the way he was looking at everything. And I think it's a nice place to visit every once in a while. You should be able to get a really good Italian ice down there, which I haven't been able to find one in a while, but that's okay. And there's Italian pastries if you go to the right neighborhood. Like, I think there should be one on 86th Street in Brooklyn, in a Bay Ridge. What else is there? I honestly am not too sure what else there is in Brooklyn, but there's got to be other things there. So I just didn't bother to Google it. But Brooklyn, I mean, it's a pretty famous city all in its own. I mean, to me, it's home. That's where I grew up. Would I move back there? No. No, 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 no. Unless for some reason I absolutely have to, no. I actually live in upstate New York. But I thought it would be cool to tell you about driving down with my husband to spend a day with my dad in Brooklyn and taking him to the botanical gardens there and just looking at all the different flowers. They're not all in full bloom, by the way. They're not. A bunch of the trees were, but it's only April, so I'm thinking like May or June might be the best time to go, but don't ever quote me on anything that I say because it's just what I'm thinking. So, yeah. If you're visiting from out of state or from another country, there's no harm in visiting Brooklyn. There really isn't. They do have good pizza. The Bagel Boy has really good bagels. You'll find them on 3rd Avenue and I think 82nd Street. It's on a corner. Really, really good. There is 86th Street in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, where you could do some shopping. There is downtown Brooklyn. I have not been there in a very long time, but there should be a mall there. I don't know. I believe there is a Junior's restaurant there. And then really, it's really filled with a whole bunch of famous things. I mean, it's Brooklyn. You know, lots of actors come from Brooklyn. Lots of actresses come from Brooklyn. I come from Brooklyn. I'm not famous, but I'm not even mildly famous. I wouldn't mind it sometimes, but I'm not. Okay, that's it for my blubbering and all that stuff. I just want to tell you that the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens was cool to visit with my husband and my dad. And if you live in Brooklyn and New York, that is, and you're listening to this podcast, go check it out. And if you're visiting a relative in Brooklyn, New York, go check it out because I thought it was fun. You might find it fun too. Okay. So that's that. That is my podcast for today. And I hope you liked it. I hope you found it maybe educational, maybe got good info. I don't know. And with that said, if you do like my podcast, that would be wonderful. And if you'd like to subscribe to it, you can. This is Kathleen's Corner. If you like what you hear, if you like my blogs and all that stuff, I would love it if you would follow me on Twitter, at srkbeer. I would love it if you followed me on LinkedIn. Really, I'm all over social media. And my books, I have got 3 books. I'm just going to tell you the titles and that's it. Miscarriages, My Story, Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate, and Hey You Moments to Remember can all be found on my blog, kathleensmith.org. My apps, you can find over at bearswithapps.com. I've got like 6 apps out there. They're all educational. I hope you like them. I hope your kids like them. And like I said, more information is on bearswithapps.com for my apps. Would you please, if you'd be willing to check out my blogs, I've got lots and lots and lots of blogs for you to read. You can find them over at kathleensmith.org. And thanks so much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. I appreciate it. I don't always know what I'm going to say or how I'm going to put my words, but my podcast is as is. So if I make a mistake, I make a mistake. I don't do any re-overs or do-overs or anything like that. So if you find me funny, that's okay. If you find me silly, that's okay. If you think I'm a joke, that's okay. If you find me informative, that's great. But I gotta be me. So yeah, I'm not gonna like make a recording and do my best to dub over the things that I made a mistake with, because that's just not my style. I am who I am. It is what it is, and I do what I do. So that's that. Thank you again so very much for listening to my podcast about Brooklyn and the different places there. And I hope you come back again. And wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And again, thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. And I'll be back when I'm back. Bye-bye.